Locker room chats continue here tonight on KNCA as we get set for week one of high school football on Friday night. Super excited to bring in Valley Falls football coach. That is Wyatt Hofstra, brought to you by The Elevator and Heinen Repair. Coach, you flip the scripts here. I know last year it didn't go quite as what you were hoping for, but a new year and a new crop of kids with an opportunity to get some things done. And you start at home on Friday night against Horton. We'll talk about that. But talk about the off-season programs, you know, the summer workouts. You know, how'd you feel the numbers turned out? And, you know, just all the preparation to the summer to lead to this point.
Yeah, happy to be here. Happy to be back for another season. I'm excited. It's football season again. We've got a good group this year. We got up to 26. A couple have left for different reasons already, so we're at 23 now, I believe. So a good big group, which is awesome to see that we have, you know, healthy heads and bodies to go with practice. But over the summer, summer went pretty well. Our weight room numbers were a little lower this summer, especially than ideal, but just previous years were a little lower attendance-wise. But the guys that came got better. Several guys had pretty good summers in the weight room. Duncan Alvarenga was perfect attendance and did really well. And guys like Shane Guerrero, Flint Seymour, Dylan Herring, and several others did really well and added some muscle and gained some weight.
Well, let's talk about just kind of the roster construction here, and we'll kind of dive into it a little bit deeper. But, you know, this is your fourth season as the head coach. You've been with the team for 6 years now. But, you know, when you took over the program 4 years ago, now you see that freshman crop who are now in the senior class. You know, what's it been like, you know, once you took over 4 years ago, seeing those that group of freshmen kind of blossom here to that group of seniors that you see here today?
Well, it's been a ride. That group was fresh. My first year head coaching, those freshmen were, that was eight man. So those guys were coming out of that. And I mean, several of them don't play anymore. And then we've added a couple and some have left and come back. So it's been jumbled, but I'm happy for the guys that have been here and ridden through it. And guys like Brig Varner, I think, has been all 4 years, maybe three, I'm not sure. And then we brought Miles Rich back, and Shaden Guerrero, like I said, had a really good summer, and he's come back to us. He was here in middle school. Really kind of a thin senior class, but that's what we're rolling with right now. And they're good guys. They bought in, and they're leaning in and leading with the heavy, heavy junior class we have. So we have a good group of upperclassmen, and I think that they can taste it and want it, and they can hear that clock ticking. It's been good.
What are your thoughts on the Northeast Kansas League? You add a couple of teams. Riverside makes the move from the Big 7, and then you get Troy in from the TVL. Familiar opponents for the most part, you know, good location, you know, within the other schools in the league. Just kind of a thought, top to bottom, JCN made that magical run to the state title last year. Jackson Heights brings back a ton. What's your overall takeaway with the league as we go into 2024?
I think it looks good. I think that really top to bottom, I think that the league is growing skill-wise, and I mean obviously just in number, but I think skill-wise it's improving, and I think that that, you know, helped JCN go on that run last year, that there's good teams around that were giving them battles each week and making them work for it and improve, and it helps us. You know, we haven't really showed in the win column, but it helps us playing good opponents and getting better each week, and then, you know, hopefully those cycles that come through and numbers and waves and abilities and will pull our weight and start getting there as well.
Valley Falls football coach Wyatt Hofstra joining us here for a few more minutes. We'll step aside, take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about the opponent for Friday. That's Horton, and we'll do that right after this here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Valley Falls football coach Wyatt Hofstra here on KNZA, our locker room chat presented by The Elevator and Heinen Repair. The Dragons at home on Friday night, opening the season against Horton, one of our featured broadcasts. It'll be on 103.9 FM KNZA, getting you started off week one again on Friday night. Well, coach, what can you tell us about Horton? You know, they've had a couple of tough years. They got a new head coach in Bo Gadwood. He steps in. He likes his team and some of the talent that they have, some good skill position players and athletic quarterback. You know, what stands out on paper when you look at Horton and prep for him this week?
On paper and a little bit of film that we've had, you know, just from the Jamboree, they have some big kids and they fire off the ball and hit people pretty hard. So I know the coach is getting them after it and on the field and in the weight room and things. And I thought, offensively, they run the ball hard and get downhill, and defensively, they have a stout D line and can move pretty well in space. So that's what I know so far.
When you look at the game last year, 34-24, but again, they have a new coach, so you think like maybe the schemes are different and maybe they're implementing something new. So how much can you really take away from the game last year, or do you really take anything away at all?
You know, if there's, you know, returning kids, you kind of just know how they are as athletes a little, but some tendencies. But even that, there's, I don't really look to, once the year changes over, there's not much that I go back and look towards, especially with a new coach and new schemes and stuff. But, you know, you can, with familiarity within the league and watching these guys, you know, in basketball and baseball now, Horton got baseball and football. So, you know, you start to know the guys and know them by name at least, and put a name to the face and sort of what they can do athletically. And, but then, you know, with the new staff over there and, new stuff getting implemented, you know, who knows? So yeah, week to week in the season, you can look at it, but, year by year, I don't look so much at last year's.
All right, Coach, give us a few keys and just kind of the expectations for this opener on Friday against Horton.
For us, I want to move the ball, push line of scrimmage. We'll have to put up a good fight up front against their big guys getting off the ball, and get the ball in space. We're a small athletic team, and I think that if we control what we can control and hold on to the ball and do proper assignments and proper technique like we've been coached to do, I think we should do okay at that. And defensively, we just need to be assignment sound and gap responsible and tackle. Wrap up.
All right, there it is. Valley Falls football coach Wyatt Hopstra joining us. We appreciate it very much. They open the 2024 season on Friday night at home against Horton. You can catch that game on 103.9 FM KNZA around 6:45 for pregame coverage. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Go Dragons. Thank you.